tomorrow morning, so they're starting about 8, and it's about a 45-minute drive over there for me. So I got to get up a little bit earlier, probably be up till maybe 11 or so, and then we'll probably call tonight. So what are you running for radio there, Dave?
Yeah, Bob, well, it's 11:30 here already. But I'm running a 7600 DICOM and a PR781 mic. I'm running 500 watts of an AL1200 with back speed up there. So that's pretty much what I got.
They'll find some 7600 for sure. And are you running a little wider than what's your bandwidth there, over?
I'm running 2.9, is it? I'm running wide, yeah, but it's 2.9, I think it is.
Okay. Opening day is tomorrow for fishing, so there actually might be a couple of boats out on the lake here. We are watching the ice go off a little bit today, and now there's some pretty good size opening, so I may see a boat out there ice breaking tomorrow. I don't know, but yeah, the ice is going fast, and we're looking forward to getting that hard water off the lake and being able to get out in a boat and put a line in the water, over.
I got you. Hey, you're the first one to complain about me being wide, and I'm just going through. I'm running 100 to 2900.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing you probably almost a KC and a half on each side, so, you know, just thought I'd mention it. The envelopes here are pretty tight. I was watching the other, you know, it's just not other signals on the band I was watching. And anyway, yeah, you might, like I say, you might want to check it out. No biggie, but I'm seeing it a little bit wider than I normally think it should be. But nevertheless, no issue. But I think I would thought it would be worth mentioning there to you. Anyway, so that's why I was asking the question, you know, what you were running there, because it's a little wider than I'm normally used to seeing, and this filter on this thing's pretty tight, so, anyway, enough of that, yeah, getting back to the fishing there, we're looking forward to getting out in the boat there, and hopefully dropping a line in the water here pretty quick, so, that's going to be a good thing. And I got a little antenna work to do too. I got a little problem with my 40 meter beam. And I got to crank it down and see what's going on. I got a piece of coax that's getting a little wet, and it seems when it dries out, it's fine. So I got to reseal that thing up. And it's kind of a hassle, but hey, that's part of the game.
KC9RF, BY2FU. How's that? Is that better?
I'm still seeing stuff on the side there.
Well, then I can't help you. I went to mid, and if I'm still wide, well then, I don't know, retune the amp or something, I guess.
Probably just a, you know, setting on your radio. It's only going to do what you put into it, so. Thought I would mention it, over.
Hey, that's fine. I try to, if there is a problem, I'll try to fix it, but you're the first one to mention it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's pretty easy to see on the scope here, so So I'm like, yeah, something's going on there. But, yeah, 2900 is no big deal, that's for sure. Okay, well, hey, I think I'll let you go for now. And I want to go mosey around the band a little bit and see what I can find out there this evening. So, catch you later there, Dave. Box uniform, PC9 or LEO box.
Okay, you've been a steady 40 over here, so 7-3 Bob, nice hearing you. All the best, KC-9, Radio Fox, Victor Yankee 2, Fox United.